I'm not hearing Megan. Okay. All right. So talk to me about that.
Well,
Nan.
I don't think it's so much that we're so long-winded. I believe what it is that God has so much that he wants to share that is you know, the topics that we go, and sometimes they go from week to week because they just carry over in what we, you
yeah,
know,
they
what
do.
We share.
Right.
And, you know, by the Spirit of the Lord leading us in what we're sharing, there's just so much to share.
Yeah, there really is. And it's such a great time in the Word week after week. And you know, just the insights that happened. I guess we lost Megan on that last phone call, so I think we got you back now. Megan, is that right? Do we have you now?
I'm back. I don't know what's going on. I'm in a really big city, and it's just, I rebuke the devil right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Yeah, it's kind of annoying, isn't it?
It sure
it's
is.
Okay, that we're glad you're making the effort, and I know you got the baby and Andrew there and all that, so but we just appreciate your effort, and our listeners do too, because you know, it's great to have our whole radio team because we have different perspectives, different age groups. You're our youngest. And it's just good to hear your perspective as a young mother and daughter and all of that that you are, and just the things that we all go through. I don't know how people do it in life without a relationship with God and the ability to pray and ask God to touch their body or their mind or their emotions or whatever. You know what I mean, Megan? We need that.
You know, I don't either, Pastor, because I don't know. I mean, I know that if I didn't have the Lord, I would be flat on my face. I really would be because, you know, grieving the loss of anyone, whether it's a child, a parent, a grandmother, or whatever, it's tough. And I couldn't grieve the way that I have and as peacefully as I have if I wouldn't have the relationship I do with my Heavenly Father.
Oh, amen. And go ahead.
It's vital to my existence. I can't survive without it because, you know, I don't, you know, none of us know how long we're here, but I know that I want to live here as long as I can and make the Lord proud so that I can live eternally in heaven with my son.
Oh, amen. Amen. You just gave a perfect intro to a song by Dara McLean, Our Only Hope.
She still keeps the pictures of who she lost. Joy is a memory that she forgot. Life wasn't fair to her. A cold room and all alone, she cries tonight. Her prayers are angry words, they're questions why life wasn't fair to her. You're a healer to the broken, shepherd to the lost, father to the orphan, adopted by the cross. There's comfort in your arms. It's where our healing starts. Our only hope is Jesus. He's tired of caring. The love. Well, you're healer to the broken, shepherd to the lost, father to the orphan, adopted by the cross. There's comfort in your arms, is where our healing starts. Our only hope is Jesus. Our only hope is Jesus.
Praise God. Our only hope is Jesus. That's it. So often we have such huge trials that we're going through that we cannot fix them. We can't even get out of them, it seems like. And our only hope is Jesus. And that's why I love that song, because Jesus is the answer for the world today. Jesus is the answer for you, dear listener, and also for me, for Nan, for Megan. Nan, do you have something that God gave you during that song?
Just a little poem here.
Okay.
I am your only way to face your situations. I see the heartbreak that you feel, but I will heal. I am your healer, your savior in all things. It may seem tough, so hurtful, so real. However, I will heal you right where you are, child. Let me move. Let me love you in my arms. You will be okay in your situations. You will come into no harm. I am here. I am your only hope.
Whoa.
You know, and I mean, there may be people facing, you know, divorce situations, or, you know, people who are listening have heartbreak. And
sure.
That's the
we
word
all,
that the Lord used in that
do.
Was heartbreak.
Interesting.
And he's just letting us know that, and reminding us that he sees a heartbreak.
Yes.
He sees the situation. As the title of that song says, he is our only hope.
Yes.
And that, it, like Megan was talking before the song, which led a great segue into the song, how having God to help us deal with whatever we face. I don't know how people face what they face without Jesus' help. I don't know. Because, I mean, sometimes life just gets hard.
I totally
life
agree.
Life just gets
it
hard.
Does.
But
I mean,
we're able
it
to
does.
Face it.
Yeah.
And we're able to deal with it because we have God with us.
Yes.
I don't know what people without God, I don't know how they do it.
I don't either.
I don't
we mentioned that earlier, and I just think that's it, people. You need God. You need Jesus. Megan, talk to us about this. Our listeners need a relationship with God. We all do. Every one of us.
Yes, we do. We were born to have that relationship
we were.
With the Lord.
Yes, we were.
And you know, and He gave us a choice, and we can make that choice today. We can continue to suffer without help, or we can thrive through those situations with help.
Amen.
And you know that I wish, you know, a lot of people, instead of when they hear us say things, I wish they actually took it to heart, because you know, we come on the radio show and we've all had our life's ups and downs, and that's the great thing about contributing to the radio, is that we get to all share different perspectives.
Yes, we do.
And you know, all those perspectives are different, but there's one common denominator, and that's the Lord.
Amen.
He is the center of all of our lives.
Amen.
And you know, those people listening now or in the future, everybody needs this relationship, because
yes.
You know, we all have things that we need to work on, and we still work on them to, you know, every day. I do every day. There's things that, you know, that the Lord is continuing to help me through.
Amen.
But that's why I need Him, is because I can't do it without Him.
We can't do it without Him. We cannot. As much as we want to sometimes do our own thing, let's go to Matthew 9, verse 18, because this is an example of a woman who tried everything on her own. So, you know, Megan, this is a real good segue again that you've just provided. And this lady is famous for having the world's worst hemorrhage. I mean, now that's kind of gross, but it's true. Okay? And it says that she tried everything. In verse 18 of Matthew chapter 9, as Jesus was talking, finished it up, a local official appeared, bowed politely, and said, "My daughter has just now died." This is not the woman with the hemorrhage. We're getting to her. "If you come and touch her," again, you see the word touch. Okay, we have talked about it today now with Peter's mother-in-law, also with the leper, now with this little girl who has just now died. This Bible, my Bible, says Matthew 9, verse 18, that the girl was already dead. Now, we're not talking about somebody who was just a little sick or maybe had a touch of the flu. If you come and touch her, she will live. You talk about faith. This is faith that is resurrection power faith. This is faith that doesn't just move a mountain, but moves the mountain, which is death. That's the mountain, right? That, and this girl was already dead. Jesus got up and went with him, his disciples following along. Now, you would think that Jesus would go, oh my gosh, how long has she been dead? Let me rush. Let me hurry. Megan, do you see Jesus rushing here?
No, ma'am. He just probably walked at his normal pace.
He not only just walked along, but somebody interrupts him who also has a need, and he stops to meet that need. And this is the woman with the major hemorrhage. Just then, a woman who had hemorrhage for 12 years, must have been a female type thing, a uterine problem, something, slipped in from behind and lightly, what's the word again?
Touched
his robe. Okay, we see the touch again, okay? She was thinking to herself, if, now we know what she's thinking, I'm sure that she's, afterwards, she was talking to some of the disciples, and she goes, here's what I was thinking about. I was thinking, if I could just get a finger on his robe, if I could just touch him, I would get well. Now, why was it so important that she touched his robe, okay? This goes back to the book of Numbers and chapter 15, and it goes back to verse 37. Clear back in the Old Testament times with Moses, God, and we're coming back to the woman with the hemorrhage, but you got to understand why she wanted to touch his garment. God spoke to Moses, and he said, speak to the people of Israel. Tell them that from now on, they are to make tassels on the corners of their garments and to mark each corner tassel with a blue thread. How many times have you heard me teach this? Blue is significant of healing in the Word of God. When you look at these tassels, you'll remember, okay, God is great about little things that remind us. I have a little rock that I have on my desk, and it says abundance. Sometimes when I'm really, really worried about finances or whatever, I will put that rock in my pocket and carry it all day long. Mm-hmm. Nan, I know you have some things like this, too, that reminds you, don't you?
Yes,
you have
I
a
do.
Coin. You have some other things.
Right.
And recently, I gave all of you at Beacon a little red heart.
Yes.
On Valentine's Day, that to remind you of God's love mm-hmm. for you and how much he loved you, to carry it in your pocket. And I've had many of our Beaconites say, I've still got my heart in my pocket. Praise God. Okay. Well, this was that kind of a reminder. Okay. To mark each corner tassel with a blue thread. When you look at these tassels, you remember and keep all the commandments of God and not get distracted. Not get distracted by everything you feel or see that seduces you into infidelities. The tassels will signal remembrance and observance of all my commandments to live a holy life to God. I am your God who rescued you from the land of Egypt to be your personal God. Yes, I am God, your personal God. So what is this tassel? In the bottom of Jesus' robe was a blue thread that was, for this reason from the book of Numbers, it was also to remind people of God's covenant relationship with each of us. Okay, Megan, you want to comment on all that? That's kind of cool stuff, isn't it?
It is really cool. And, you know, it's one of those things. It's a symbol.
It's a symbol, yes.
Us. Yes, for us to hold on to that, you know, if we see the color blue, that we're reminded of healing, that we're reminded of that thread in the bottom of his robe.
Amen.
That she reached out to touch. And, you know, it's those type of things in the Bible. There's all kinds of things like that, that there's this symbolism
right.
to help us to remember these scriptures.
That's
and to
right.
remember what took place.
Yes.
Is that it's so cool, even today, that you know, that we, and as humans, there are things in our lives that there are usually things that we hold on to as remembrance of you know, of a death or of a great thing that happened to us, like, you know, we came into something and so we bought this and we remember that because of that.
That's right.
That's that blue thread.
That's that remembrance.
For us to hang on to. Yes.
And like Jesus, or like God said back in Numbers, it's to keep you from being distracted away from the truth. Okay. And so, you know, and I didn't even think about this yesterday. I was driving, I had my top down in the car and it was beautiful. And I was driving along looking up in the sky, you know, the blue and the white. I wasn't even thinking about this passage about today, but now that I am teaching this, I'm reminded of what I was thinking yesterday. God, who created everything, could have made the sky any color he chose, right? He's got a whole palette of colors. It could have been purple. The sky could have been orange. Let's have an orange sky all the day, every day. Let's have a black sky, which would, there would be no light. But, you know, white sky, whatever the case may be. But what is he? What did he choose that's over our head all the time? Blue. Now, Megan, I know that you live in Indiana, so you're going, that doesn't apply to us. It's gray up here, right?
Hey, no, today it applies, Pastor. There's not a cloud in the sky.
Woo!
It's gorgeous.
Okay. Well, we've got the blue to remind us. And when you look up, remember God's healing power, his covenant relationship with you. The white clouds are significant, too, because purity, you know, that's God, you know, reminding us, yeah, there's some clouds sometimes, but there's still blue sky right around it. Mm-hmm. Or if it's one of those days where you're socked in and it's all gray, you know, because God has promised us that soon the sun will shine again, unless you live in Indiana, which means that it could be days before you see it again. Right, Megan?
That's right. That's right.
But there's always hope because the sun is shining somewhere in the world right now, right?
That's right.
Go ahead, Megan. Go ahead, Nan.
What I just thought of is I travel from Tampa and Clearwater back and forth. You know, we live in Clearwater and live in Clearwater and work in Tampa. And I travel State Road 60 over the causeway there. And I was thinking the other day, I mean, it was like one day was just such a beautiful blue sky. Everything was just, it was just wonderful driving across that bridge. It was just great. And then the next day, it was when we had all that rains come in.
Right.
And it was dreary
awful
looking. It was raining. The sky looked really black. And,
right.
And what I just thought of is that many times in our lives, things sometimes can change that quickly.
That's
in
right
our lives. But we know that the sky was blue.
Right.
We know that the things were okay. And even though it, you know, we see the darkness now, but we know we saw the blue yesterday and we know we're going to see the blue soon again.
Right.
You know, and people, you know, they can have devastating things come within their family.
Right.
Family issues come up quickly or things like that. But they need to remember that God is there, is in control. The blue sky will be blue again.
Amen. Woo. Megan, that applies to you with losing your son and then God blessing your family with little Zoe. And of course you have Andrew who's 5 and six. He's 6, isn't he?
He's 6 now. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. And just the blessings that even though you went through some very gray, cloudy times, God was always there and you knew that that blue sky would be back.
Absolutely. And you want to hear something that's totally amazing is now that we're talking about this is, okay, Grayson's birthday was the 10th, which
right
was Sunday.
Last Sunday.
And then his death was Monday.
Right.
And those 2 days, it did nothing but rain. And it was cloudy. The sun wasn't coming through. I mean, it was nasty. And he died at 5:50 in the evening. And about 6:30 on Monday evening, the cloudy rain went away and the sun came out. And it was the sunset.
Beautiful.
And the colors of CDH are blue, yellow, and pink.
Whoa.
And that sunset had blue, yellow,
woo,
and pink.
Praise so God. You just needed to see that.
I did. It was one of those heaven sent moments.
Wow.
And, you know, it was just an awesome thing to see because it made me feel so peaceful.
Oh, my, that's great. And again, Megan, you've given us a segue. Of course, these shows are not planned. We don't know what's going to happen. This is God. Grace Tells Another Story by the group Mercy Me.
They say don't waste your time. You simply cannot find an ounce of good within the heart of man. They say we've got to lay in the bed we've made and live this life without a second chance. But I'm inclined to say there must be something more. We've been told that the heart is just too far gone to save, but grace.
Whoa. Wonderful. Grace tells us another story. Nan, do you have something that God gave you there?
Yes. My grace is sufficient for you, little child. I am healing you from the inside out.
Amen.
You can be changed right where you are, for healing you is what I am all about. I will touch you where you are. My touch gives you what you need. I am teaching you all about healing today. Remember, I love you, and that I love you with all that is within me.
Ah, praise God.
And I like the way he threw the word touch in there twice. You know, I will Whoa. Touch my touch. And we've been, you know, talking about touch.
Yes.
And Jesus touch.
Absolutely we have. Wow. Praise God. That's good. Megan, talk to us about all this. This woman with the issue of blood.
Yes, you know, she, bless her heart, she suffered, what, 12 years?
Yeah, 12 years, and it says she did and went and did everything she could. She did everything she could to get healed, you know?
And then look, all it took was that one touch.
That one touch.
That one
Amen.
Touch, that's all it took.
Right.
That one little leap of faith.
Right.
And for her to believe that all it took was that one touch.
Right.
And, you know, that's where, again, I have to circle back to us believing in that. That, you know, that God gave us these touches of healing that Jesus performed when he was here on the earth so that we would know
Amen.
That we can receive the same thing. We can reach out and touch that garment in the spirit.
Amen. And, yes.
You know, we can. We can reach out and just touch the hem of his garment, touch that little blue thread.
Right.
And that's all it takes. That's all it takes for us to do. But we have to get down and pray for that, and we have to surrender ourselves. And be ready to be cleansed to receive that, like we said, you know, in the first hour.
And absolutely, Megan. And, you know, we see the attitude of the woman having everything to do with her healing. And, Nan, I'm going to bring you in on that concept here, because so often our attitude is one of doubt and unbelief, one of fear that it won't happen if I go up and be prayed over, And she said, she was thinking to herself, I'm back on that point, about verse 21 of Matthew chapter 9, if I can just put a finger on his robe, I'll get well. That's what her thinking process. It's that mindset change, Nan and Megan, that we have to have if we're going to be people of faith. We've got to change our mindset. When the devil comes in and says, oh, that's not going to work, that was for Bible times, not now, that's a lie. That's for us too. We have the same blessings. Jesus never said, oh, by the way, everything I'm doing here and all this I'm teaching you, it's only for right now. It has nothing to do with people that are born 2,000 years from now. No, he didn't say that. In fact, he said just the opposite. That he was stating these things and teaching these concepts for all, for everyone. Talk to me about that, Nan.
I think, obviously, the important thing here is that she had faith.
Yeah.
And we need to be
of
people
faith.
Of faith.
Right.
We need to be known as being a people of faith.
Yes.
You know, I'm dealing with a little health issue right now, and we're going to do a little test. And, you know, and in seeing that, it's like I'm my human Nanette part type is that I plan everything ahead. I mean,
yeah.
I will have every, you know me, I will have
yes.
everything planned ahead, done.
She's
nobody,
right about
you know,
this.
That's a
her.
Good thing, but that can also be a bad thing.
Right.
And the bad part of that, I'm changing on this situation. I'm going, well, I'm just going to believe it. I'm not going to have surgery.
There you
and
go.
I'm
and,
believing
I'm,
God's,
and you know what?
God's
I agree with you right now.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Megan, you agree with us on this right now? I don't think she heard us.
I don't think she heard us. But,
okay.
You know, but,
yes.
I mean, but that's just, I mean, it's a mindset.
Right.
My mindset is that I'm believing God's going to heal me.
Right.
You know, and just as this lady
just
reached
as
out,
this lady,
and she said,
she was,
I have faith, and that she knew if she just
touched
that little cord that she'd be made well.
And it's okay to have that point of contact. That's why a lot of people come up for prayer in a service, because they want that point of contact. With someone who does believe in healing,
right.
That God heals them. Peter, maybe, used handkerchiefs sometimes, mm-hmm. anointed those with oil, and sometimes that they would just touch that handkerchief and they were healed. And, you know, that point of contact is a really good thing. And this woman, the story of her story teaches us several things. One, Jesus didn't get in a hurry, even though that the official's daughter was already dead. And it didn't matter to him because he had rule and authority and power over death. you know? So death didn't scare him. No. He was he said, I am the resurrection and the life. I mean, Lazarus, look at Lazarus, that story in John chapter 11. Lazarus had already been dead a few days when the disciples said, Jesus, we got to go because your friend Lazarus has died. There's no point in hurrying because he's already dead, but we got to go there and talk to the family. And Jesus said, it's okay. It'll wait. Because it didn't matter, even though Lazarus had been in the tomb 4 days by then, and that was the time when the Jews felt like the spirit left the body at the fourth day being in a tomb. So it was like Jesus really kind of crossed all their beliefs, and he says, that didn't matter. I am the resurrection and life. When I get there is when I get there.
Well, you know, it's interesting with what you just said, that the Jews felt like the spirit left on the fourth day. Jesus knew his timing.
Right.
I mean, that gives more to the story of what the people would share, you know, the people that he encountered.
Oh, yeah,
because
definitely.
If he would have arrived the day before, that wouldn't be able to be part of the story.
Right.
That would go across the land of people sharing. They didn't have texting and Twitter and
that's
all that.
Right.
But they communicated
stuff.
With each other and shared what was happening in their
land. Oh, and this had to be such an amazing story. In fact, later on in the Gospel of John, we hear that people were still talking about the resurrection of Lazarus, and they would come to try to get a picture, or get a, not a picture, but a look at the man who, after 4 days in a tomb, God, Jesus, raised him from the dead. Now, the Bible says in Romans 8:11, and we quote this verse all the time, if the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, and we know he does, if you accept Jesus into your heart by faith, if that same spirit that dwells in you lives in you by faith, it will give life. The spirit of Jesus within you, if he lives in you, if you've invited him in, if you've said, Jesus, forgive me for my sins, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he died on the cross for me, I believe that he also was raised from the dead after 3 days, I believe Jesus, and I invite you into my heart. If that is you, dear listener, and you are a believer, then it says in Romans 8:11, that same spirit that raised Christ from dead dwells in you. It's going to give, interestingly, Megan, it's going to give zoe, is the word in Greek, life.
Amen.
Zoe, life. To your mortal body. The spirit of God that lives in you gives life to your mortal body. Megan, your turn to comment on all of that, and your little baby Zoe Grace.
Oh, yes. You know, it's just as the Lord spoke to me before, after Grayson died, was that even though there is death, there is life after
Woo!
Death.
Amen, there
and
is.
It is, and that is why Zoe is named Zoe, is because there is life after death. And that is our eternal life in heaven when we believe and give our lives to the Lord.
Amen.
And, you know, he can restore.
Yes.
And it's just as, you know, as speaking of raising him from the dead, from the tomb, 3 days after he died.
Right.
And, you know, it's that life. It's a thriving life. It's a Woo! Life full of joy, a life full of grace, a life full of mercy. That everyone is entitled to. You got to reach out and you got to claim it. You got to touch that hem of that garment.
Amen, girl. And if there are listeners out there that are sick, that are depressed, they are anxious, they're worried, they're living in fear, whatever the case may be. Maybe, as Nan mentioned earlier, you're going through a bad marriage, divorce, or you've just been left and you're alone, whatever the case may be. God is right there with you if you know him as your personal Lord and Savior. If you've invited him in, he's there to meet every need that you have. Talk to us, Nan.
Well, we need to do it this lady. We need to reach out. We need to take an action.
She did that.
And reach out to God for that.
That's
you
right.
Know? I mean, some people, they sit around whining about whatever's going on and keep whining about it. And there's nothing wrong with sharing as you need to with appropriate people. That's not what I'm talking about.
Right.
But instead of taking an action and going, okay, God, please heal me of this, they'd rather sit there and talk about to all their neighbors and all their friends and all
so
the people
true.
On the phone and talk to gossip.
So true.
And, oh, woe is me. Look what all has happened to me. No, get over it. Reach out to God. He will help you. He will. Then you'll have a great story to tell.
That's
right. Then you
right.
can share a good story, not some whiny-fied story.
Years ago, my real estate broker, who I dearly love, my dear friend, Eleanor, put a sticker on her office door, and it was the word whining with a line through it. In other words, stop your whining. Yeah, don't come in and just complain the market's bad, this, that, blah, blah. And, you know, that's a good point you just made, Nan, because a lot of times we try to avoid what we think is disappointment. Maybe God won't heal me, so I'm not even going to ask because I don't want to tell people that I asked for a healing and it didn't happen. Megan, yes, all from the time we knew that Grayson in your womb had CDH, we were praying for his healing. But God had a different plan. He did heal him. He yes. did heal him. And he did live for a short time. And his life did affect a lot of people. God does not promise us all 95 years plus or 100 years right. plus. Grayson's life was short but meaningful and impactful, Amen. I point out.
Amen. It sure was. And, you know, here's another thing from the Lord is that we were talking about Lazarus, is that the Lord told me after Grayson had passed away that night that there would be a Lazarus moment. And I thought, you know, to me at the time, I was like, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm supposed to pray over Grayson and he's going to come back to life. That's what I was hoping that meant.
You're right.
And I did. I had Grayson brought back up from the morgue the day before I left the hospital. And I sent my husband out of the room, and I prayed for it. I prayed for it the day I got home. But you know who that Lazarus moment was for? It was for myself. Because, you know,
praise God.
And I even had someone say that over me, and making the Lazarus moment is for you.
Right.
And it just, it's so amazing how the Lord works, because, you know, that Lazarus moment for me was that, all these years, you know, I followed the Lord, I believe in the Lord with all of my heart, and I've had faith since I was a child. But my walk now is changing with the Lord.
Right.
Because I have surrendered myself to him because I want his light to shine through me.
Amen.
And I want to do what he wants me to do here. And my work is not done. Because
right.
I'm allowing the Lord to work through me. And that's what I want for everybody that's listening. I want them to have a life that's full of, you know, the Zoe life, that's full of energy, that's full of the light, the soul and the light.
That's right.
Because that's what the Lord dying on the cross, which
Amen.
Gave us, and we all are entitled to it.
Amen. And Megan, I submit to you, and I know you know this, that because of what you've gone through with Grayson and CDH, which is, you want to, diaphragmatic hernia, what is it, congenital diaphragmatic
congenital,
hernia.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Because of that, you have a network that you established with a lot of these parents, right?
Yes.
And you minister to people on a regular basis that have children in the womb or that were just born with CDH. Do you not?
Oh, absolutely. And it's amazing because one of the people that I'm closest with, she believed in witchcraft.
Oh, my.
Before I knew her.
Wow.
And now, you know, seeing the faith of other parents, myself, you know, seeing the testimonies that we have, she celebrated. It was a Jewish holiday, but she celebrated Hanukkah for the first
wow.
time in her life. She believed in the birth of the
Praise
Lord.
Praise God.
It's such a testimony that, you know, even though it was a horrible circumstance to go through, but there are lives being changed by Grayson's story,
so,
by the touch of the Lord.
Absolutely. And Grayson's story is one of resurrection life. No, he did
absolutely.
Not physically come back to life, but he is alive in heaven. You will see him again. You will be reunited
right.
with him. And in the meantime, his story and his life, Nan talked about our story earlier on in the show. I don't know if you heard that part, Megan, but she was talking about how important everybody's individual story is.
Yeah.
And, you know, Grayson has a story. He's got a remembrance following his brief time on this earth.
Right.
And here we have in the book of Matthew, this little daughter of this local official, and she's already dead. And Jesus stops, takes time to heal the woman with the hemorrhage and all of that was going on in the crowd where people were going, oh my gosh, did you see that? Did you hear that? And here she says, I'm healed. She was well from that point on. In the book of Luke, that same story says she had spent everything she had on every doctor trying to stop this hemorrhage for 12 years. In other words, back to the point Nan made earlier, so often we do everything we can do to make this healing happen. And we rightly should. We should sometimes change diet, change exercise, whatever it is we need to do. But the ultimate healer is Jesus. He's our healer. And so in verse 23 of Matthew 9, by now this whole crowd arrives at the house of the town official, like a mayor or whatever he was. And they push their way through the gossips looking for a story. And the neighbors bringing in casseroles. I love that in the Message Bible. It makes it so up to date for us. The gossips who wanted the story and the neighbors who were bringing in casseroles. Can't you just picture that, girls? I can. That's just, you know, very real. Jesus was abrupt, and he said, clear out. This girl isn't dead. She's sleeping. Now, they knew what death looked like. In fact, they were very familiar with death. They didn't have much modern medicine at all clear back then, so they knew what death looked like. They were very much acquainted with when somebody was dead or if they were just asleep. And so they all start laughing. They start laughing. In one translation, it says they laughed at him. And then here it says they told him he didn't know what he was talking about. So basically, they laughed at him. They said, are you crazy? This girl's dead. She's been dead for hours. But here's the next sentence. I love this. But when Jesus had gotten rid of the crowd, and we got to talk about why he did that, he went in, took the girl's hand, and pulled her to her feet alive. The news was soon out and traveled throughout the region. Again, he touched her. He touched her. Nan comments, and then we'll go to Megan, and then we'll do a song.
The human touch is a very important thing. I know, like, when I talk to people sometimes, not in really the workplace, but in my personal life at church, sometimes I'll reach out and kind of touch their arm.
Sure,
or something.
Absolutely.
That's just the way that I am. That's right. I'm a touchy-feely kind of person. And that's important.
Right.
And because that is such a human thing that we have.
It's important.
He demonstrated the touch was important.
Absolutely.
You know, and the connection that he made with that individual that he was healing at the time when he was healing them.
Absolutely. Woo, Megan, talk about this. It's so interesting how they knew that the girl was dead. I mean, by all practical purposes, she was dead. And what did Jesus? He didn't even give that a moment discussion, did he?
No, he didn't. He just went in and did what he needed to do, and then it was like, see those people that, you know, don't have faith. Look what can be done by the power of God.
Woo!
And, you know, raising people from the dead. And that symbolizes again to me that in death there is life.
Yes.
And, you know, even though she was gone, 2 days gone, her body could be revived by the power of God.
Right.
That's how powerful it is, that there's never death of our spirit. There can be death of the flesh, but there's never death of our spirit.
There you go, Megan. And that's exactly right.
That should speak so loudly to those listening to this show, is how powerful the touch of Almighty God is.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we have an opportunity before us, and we're going to talk about this in our new series about heaven and all kinds of stuff. It's going to be a great new series coming up starting 2 weeks from today. And I'm going to tell you the title of it. I just told Nan last night, Megan. The title of it is Right at the Fork.
Woo!
And you can figure it out from there.
That's cool.
Uh-huh. But one of the things we're going to be talking about is heaven. We're going to be talking about the crowns that we can wear in heaven. It's going to be a really cool series, and it's going to remind us of the importance of being on the right path, of where we are headed. And here, this dad knew the right path. He had to get to Jesus. Mm-hmm. He had to get to Jesus because his daughter was dead. Not dying, dead. Okay, and when Jesus came on the scene, life erupted. And Jesus said, and I'm going to bring it right back one way again, what Jesus said in the book of John, he gave the seven I am statements. The book of John is great to read because you find out who Jesus really is, because he preaches all the way through the book of John. And he says, I am the light of the world. I am the bread of life. I am the good shepherd. I am the door. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the vine, right? And I am, I just forgot one. I am, it'll come back to me in a minute. But anyway, he is all of that. And in John chapter 14, verse 46, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Okay? And he's had the resurrection and the life. Dear one, whatever you need in your life, Jesus wants to heal you. If you say today, I am sick in my body, I am sick in my emotions, my finances are sick, I am losing something, I am losing a relationship, I am in need, I am in pain, I am emotional turmoil, whatever it is that is wrong in you, you can pray the prayer and ask God to begin the healing process in you. You can reach out today and touch his garment. I decided to bring back a song I did last week on the air because it just spoke to my heart so much and to others. It's Heal Me by Aaron Jeffrey. Listen to this song and let it minister to you.
It's another good to see you Sunday morning. Oh, I hardly hear the words roll off my tongue. Looking in myself for signs of something that's long gone. Oh, I stumble through a verse that says you love me, as the voices echo my thoughts drift away, and I close my eyes ashamed. I'm feeling nothing, and I pray, heal me, heal these eyes, heal this heart, heal my mind. Give me back the joy of when I first believed. Heal me. Oh, I lose myself to one more day's indifference. When my eyes are everywhere but fixed on me, I don't have the strength to overcome this distance, but you do. Joy of when I first believed, heal me. Oh, heal me. I don't want to waste another minute taking all your love for granted. I just want to feel your heart rushing over me. Heal me, heal these eyes, heal this heart, heal my mind, breathe your breath of life. Heal me, wake my soul from this sleep, give me back the joy of when I first believed.
Praise God. Woo, heal me. Heal my mind, heal my emotions, heal all that is me. Heal my physical body if you're hurting today. Nan, did God give you a poem during that
he
song?
Did.
What a beautiful song. I love that song.
Oh, that was a beautiful song. I desire to heal you right where you are. I will move in all that you need me to do. Will you reach out to me this very minute, believing these words that I'm telling you? I desire for you to be totally whole. I will breathe upon you with my healing. You will be able to share with others as across your path, them I will bring. You may think that you can't make it, but you will. I'm healing you, precious one. This healing is made available to you because of the sacrifice of my son.
Oh, amen. We're going to go to Megan in just a minute. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you right now in the precious name of Jesus, and we ask you, Lord, to reach down and touch these dear listeners, whether they listen right now or later on one of our methods of listening. Lord, we ask that you would just reach down into their lives. If it's healing their emotions, maybe some are depressed, discouraged, defeated, full of fear. Lord, you can take that away. You can heal them right now. Some of them are so hurt from the past of bad things that have happened. And Lord, they need a touch from you. They need a healing right now. Lord, we don't know where they are around this globe, but you know. And that is what is so wonderful about Almighty God. You are amazing. You are all-knowing and all-powerful. And you are able to reach the listeners and wherever they are and bring the healing touch that they need right now. Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus, we ask you to reach down and bring your healing touch to our listeners, to each of us right now as we are doing this show, to our listeners in the future. Lord, we give you the glory and the praise, and someday in heaven we'll find out all about it. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. This we pray. Amen and amen. Megan, talk to us.
Oh, you know, amen, and I totally agree with that prayer. Is, you know, even myself, I continue to need healing because of, you know, the grieving. And, you know, it's been a tough anniversary this year, remembering that Grayson would be two and remembering all the things that we've missed of him growing up.
Right,
and
sure.
That's just even more of a time that I need to touch in,
yes,
with the Lord and take,
yes,
time with him and ask for that continued healing, because it is going to be a lifetime of healing for my heart, because it will always be a hurt.
Of
and
course,
that's
yes.
That's where, you know, the Lord can mend our broken hearts. And that's what I pray for our listeners, is that they can reach out for that to the Lord and ask for that healing and not be ashamed of it.
Amen. And receive it by faith, you know?
Exactly.
Just like these that we've talked about in Matthew 9 and 10 today, they reached out in faith. The leper, if you want to, Jesus, you can heal me. I want to be healed. Okay? The woman with the hemorrhage, you know, I know you can. I just needed to touch the hem of your garment, is what she was thinking. I just got to get and touch him, you know? And what she was doing there was, I just got to make sure that I am connected with the healer of the universe, you know? And she did, and she got her healing. And Jairus, and his daughter, the dead girl, you know? Jairus says, hey, I know you can raise her from the dead. And Jesus did. And, you know, a lot of this depends on what we believe about our situation. Nan, I want you to address that. And then, Megan, I'm going to come back to you to address that. What we believe about our situation has a lot to do with the outcome of that situation. I want you to ring the bell in a minute as soon as I say that one more time. What we believe and what we say, I'm going to add saying to it. What we believe and what we say about our situation has an awful lot to do with the outcome of our situation. There you go.
That
Thank
right?
you. Yes. Okay. Now go ahead and comment, and then we're going to go to Megan.
Well, there again, back to the analogy I was using earlier about example of someone just laying around whining and complaining all the time. You know, I can look back at times in my life when I was going through a difficult time, and then depending on how I responded to that difficulty, many times determined how part of the outcome came out.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean,
yes.
Am I going to think with faith? Am I going to think positive?
Right.
Am I going to look to God? Am I going to trust God? Or am I just going to throw in the towel and quit and say,
right,
that's it, I'm done?
Right.
I'm done. I can't do this. Well, you can do it. The word says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Amen.
Hang on to that word. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And that's what we need to do as we're dealing with difficult times. I mean, Megan, I know, held on to that scripture.
And still is.
And still is. Because, and that's a powerful scripture we all need to hold on to.
Right.
As we face whatever situations that we're dealing with.
Amen and amen. Woo! Talk to us, Megan. And Zoe Grace.
Yes, and whining Zoe Grace.
Yes.
You know, that is, it is so true of how we look at a circumstance. Because
right.
It reminds me of, I got to go back to when I came home from the hospital after Grayson passed away. And, you know, laying on the couch, wallowing in self-pity.
Right.
You know, what am I going to do? What am I going to do with myself? I don't know what to do. You know, I was expecting to come home and have two children, and I just still had one.
Right.
And my dad walked in the room, and he said, get up and come here. And it's like, okay, he was a little bit stern with me, and he hugged me, and he said, and he looked right at me, he said, you know what to do. You know what to do, and it's to pray and to believe.
Yes.
And that's all it took.
Fantastic.
To bring me out of that whiny, self-pity moment was to bring me back to my roots, back to the Lord. And that's what it takes, is to be of a prayerful spirit.
Right.
To be of a giving spirit, of wanting to praise the Lord and worship Him, even though that the times can be extremely hard. That's where we have to learn to give to Him so that He can give to us.
Oh, absolutely. And your dad, Daddy Joe, he was right on to do that and to help you come out of that. And sometimes we have to have people in our lives that will speak into our lives and say, you know, okay, enough already with the self-pity, or enough already with the depression. Let's get up and do something about your situation. And, you know, praise God for your dad and your mom and your husband, Ben, and everybody that was right there with you through all of that, Megan. And you're so wonderful on the air. We just appreciate. And it's so interesting because we know that your testimony of losing a child and everything that you've gone through that we've talked about today on the show has blessed and will bless countless numbers of people as this
Amen.
Show continues to be available to hundreds and thousands of people in the years ahead. So I'll let you get back to your baby Zoe, and we will see you soon down here in Florida.
Okay. And yes, ma'am. Love you both.
Thank you for
you,
being
Megan.
On the show. Nan, it's just a joy, isn't it, to be able to know that God's word is true. And as much as Jesus was a healer when he walked this earth, he's still a healer now.
He
and
is.
He still wants to work in our individual lives and take care of our needs. And you want a final statement from you? I know you're wrapping up to get the guys get in here for the next show, but and then I'll finish the show. Go ahead.
Just the people need to reach out and
right.
touch.
Right.
Reach it. Just reach out. Just reach out. And you know, he will meet you there.
Absolutely.
He is there. I mean, the word, we see the scripture. We see the word. He wants to heal.
Right.
We've been talking about healing for 2 hours. He wants to heal them.
Yes.
I encourage them to reach out. Grab a hold spiritually in their mind, the him of his garment. He will heal them.
Amen.
And then email us and let us know what they did.
Yes.
What he did for them.
Amen. Thank you, Nan, for being on the show. My email is pastor@bohmglobal.com. So you can email us. And if you did not catch last week's show, it was with Betty, which is Megan's mom, and with, who was it? Was it you? No. It was Nathan. It was Nathan and Betty. It was a wonderful show on healing. In fact, I recommended, and always I recommend to my church here that I pastor to listen to our shows. But in particular, last week was really fundamental, good stuff on healing. If you missed it, go to tantalk1340.com, go to podcasts, go to Living the Good Life, which is the name of the show, and you can access it from last week. It is there. This show will be up in the next day or two, so, and you can tell people about this particular show. We'd love to hear from you. We don't ask for money on the show. Rarely do we even mention our finances. God has always provided for the shows. But if you want to become a financial partner with us, that would be great. And your money will go towards the radio broadcasts. We now have 3 shows a week, 2 right here on Tan Talk. The other one is in Spanish that I do with our new radio station in Mexico, which I'll tell you about that some other time. But anyway, go to our website, www.bohmglobal.com, and on the homepage at the bottom, you'll see donations. Click that. It'll open up a PayPal opportunity for you to give financially to the ministry and to the radio outreach across the world that we are doing here. So God bless every one of you, and know that just you listening and being a part of our audience and being part of our family on the radio is a blessing to us. Have a great week, and know that it's not far to Jesus, and He is right there waiting for you to run to Him. There's no distance from the love of God. He is waiting for you to come to Him. Reach out this day and take the healing that He has for you in every area of your life. This has been Nan here in Clearwater, Megan up in Indiana, and me, Pastor Marcia, right here in Clearwater, bringing you the Word of God today from Beacon of Hope Ministries, Living the Good Life. God bless you. We'll be right here in this chair again next week, 3 o'clock Eastern Time, and on StarcomRadioNetwork.com. This Saturday and Sunday, this show will air at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. StarcomRadioNetwork.com, 10 a.m. Eastern, Saturday and Sunday, every weekend. God bless you. Have a good week. See you next week.